I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein. I found in my own life that I gain even more from these inspired sermons when I study them in greater depth.
The basic pattern is to identify the fundamental doctrine or principle that's being taught, find any invitations associated with and related to that doctrine or principle, and then also recognizing the promised blessings if we act in accordance with that invitation.
Welcome to Words of the Prophets, a podcast where we discuss the latest talks from the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My name is Todd, and today I have with me my daughter, Aaliyah. How are you today, Aaliyah?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. I'm having a nice Sunday. The choir performed in church today. That's my calling, and it was so fun. I love music. I love being a part of it. It was great. So,
yeah. Nice.
And you have some great things going on, or perhaps more accurately, not going on in your life currently.
Yeah, I just finished school. I have one more homework assignment, and that's it for
the graduated?
Whole no, that'll be like 4 years from now.
Yeah.
Burke, you might have grandkids before she graduates.
Yeah. It's going to be a while.
I was just really excited for you, but you just meant you finished school for one semester, but which is also an achievement. For
sure. Yes. Yes. You remember that feeling of like the end of the semester, just the freedom, so great. Yep.
10 classes done that I'll never have to take again.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Woo.
Indeed. Well, you've been hearing the sounds of the wonderful Burke. How are you today, Burke?
I'm doing great. Sundays are amazing. I love them.
Wow. I love the chipper attitude you have going on here. This is fantastic.
Well, I had the second part of my Temple Recommend interview today, and I passed. Woohoo!
Good.
So I am now recommended to the Lord. If I'm not, and my daughter finds out, she mocks me for it. I am. And it was a good day. Really great sacrament meeting today. And I say that as someone who had to wipe my eyes the entire time. But so good.
Good. Isn't Sunday great? I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Rivka, was Sunday as good for you as it was for Burke and for me?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You know the piano guy's rendition of O Come, Emmanuel? Do you know that with the cello and the piano? Mm-hmm. We had two of the young men in our ward, one on cello, one on piano, play that today as our musical number in sacrament meeting.
It was fantastic.
It was, just unbelievably beautiful. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love when people share their talents like that and bear their testimony through music. You guys are lucky to have that.
And also on the pew right ahead of us was a 2-week-old baby.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
That's
also
true.
Yep.
So cute. Excellent. Well, great. I'm so happy we're all together. We get to talk about a great talk today, maybe a little more somber than our current mood, however.
No somberness. No.
Okay, we're going to just rejoice in a life well lived.
Somberness was vetoed.
he's not somber. I think that no probably came from him. He's like, no.
Look, who saw this coming? Throwing you the curveball that Burke is bringing me back up to cheerfulness. I love it. So the talk we're going to discuss today is Praise to the Man by President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles at the time the talk was given. And of course, he has since passed away. That's the somber part of it. But he was 95 and he lived a great life. So yes, and he gets to be with his wife again. So we're going to rejoice in a life well lived instead. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I don't remember if we talked about it on the podcast afterward, but of course it sounded like a farewell talk.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, it also reminded me a lot of when Elder Haight spoke, but there was several talks before when he couldn't see see anymore. So he would just get up and kind of meander a talk out, and they were great, but different. So
yes, there's definitely some meandering going on here. Some reminiscing, but still beautiful, and shares with us his final testimony. So we will start with Aaliyah. In that meandering, the topic was Praise to the Man, but that doesn't necessarily have to be your fundamental doctrine. So what was your fundamental doctrine?
My fundamental doctrine was, on that occasion, as Joseph got on his knees in what we call the sacred grove, the heavens opened, two personages brighter than the noonday sun appeared before him. And I have spent many, 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 many times, many lessons, so many hours teaching and testifying of that moment to people who have never heard it before and those who have. And if that hadn't happened, then none of the rest of the doctrine that we teach would be as clear, or maybe wouldn't even be on the earth. And so that is a fundamental doctrine to me, that God, literally the designer of the universe, and Jesus Christ, the one who created it, appeared to a random boy because he wanted to know if his sins were forgiven. And then they gave him something great to do and helped him do it.
Amazing. So your fundamental doctrine is the very foundation of our church?
Yes. Of Christ's church.
Of the modern church. Not the foundation of the doctrine of our church, but the founding of the actual entity of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Interesting. So you mentioned going in to the sacred grove to ask for forgiveness of the sins. Of course, we're all, I think, a little more aware with modern resources that Joseph told the story of the sacred grove four times in his own words. And there are five other records of people who recorded him telling it. And so if you sort of piece them all together, that was one of his main concerns when he went there. He was also asking about, churches that he should go to. And so it's just interesting to note that what started out personal became, worldwide import. So I like that. Okay. Well, thank you, Aaliyah. And let's go on to Burke. Burke, what was your fundamental doctrine?
So I marked a couple of different ones, but I think this one I like the best is when he talks about how he can't see the teleprompter. The doctor, and she said, well, your eyes are old. They're not going to change. And he says, so I'll do the best I can. And I just like that, I think he spent a life of doing the best he could. And I think he would agree that Joseph Smith did the very same thing. And indeed, we all should endeavor to do the same. Just do the best you can. The best you actually can, though. So no copping out. But
indeed,
I like that.
Where in your life, Burke, do you feel totally blind, but you're still doing the best you can?
Oh, my goodness. Is everything too large of an answer?
Yes.
Like, I had no idea as a child that adults were making it up as they went along. No idea.
What are you talking about? I've got it all figured out, Burke. I can tell you about it.
Yeah, remember that time when we all got together for general conference and we made plans that the next year, when my family took a trip around that time, we would head up and visit you at your house? And then it turned out that your house was no longer close to where we were vacationing that next year?
Yes, I remember that. That is crystal clear in my memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that so true, right? It's what is it from Frozen 2 that he sings? This will all make sense when I get older. Yeah. A lot of things make less sense when you get older.
It's true.
But, just keep moving forward on the covenant path, doing the best you can. And like President Hickley said, it'll all work out. So I love that. All right. Well, let's move to Rivka. Rivka, what was your fundamental doctrine?
He says, we're in the process of trying to prepare ourselves a day at a time to be a little better, be a little kinder, be a little more prepared for that day, which will surely come when we shall pass back into the presence of our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, what a beautifully simple, concise explanation of this part of the plan of happiness, our mortal adventure here.
I love it. Tell me a way, Rivka, where you can look back. So he's 95. You're not 95, not even close. But looking back with the wisdom of time, were those little ways that you've grown day by day have changed you in a big way over time?
I think the things that have had the most, what's the word I'm looking for? No, the most effective refining power in my life are the fundamental things that we're asked to do. the reading the scriptures, you know, consistently. I miss days, but consistently, praying, as over the years I've developed and strengthened my relationship with my Heavenly Father, doing that. Service, which for me has been probably the biggest refiner. So doing those, like doing the simple things that we're asked to do by Heavenly Father, that's been, I think, the biggest thing that I can see adding up over the years. They're hard in the middle of it, and most of the time I feel like I'm not doing them very well. But I can look back and see years of kind of drop by drop growth that have helped me become the person I am today, which gives me a great deal of encouragement that maybe by the time I'm 95, I'll look something more like I want to look, you know, but
indeed.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Aaliyah, I need you to write us a primary song that's called The Fundamentals.
Okay.
And then we can just teach kids to sing it, and it'll be great. Maybe like a VeggieTales style song. That would be awesome.
Maybe something like Search, Ponder, and Pray.
Oh, zing, oh, you are right. It's already out there.
She dunked right over your head just then.
She really did.
Yeah.
Postered me.
I'll do another one, though. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks. It's got to be called The Fundamentals. Didn't you hear me? Come on. Awesome. He went on Rivka right after that, and he came back to his initial point. He said, that's getting a little closer for me, talking about returning to the presence of our Heavenly Father. I'll soon be 95. My children tell me they think I'm a lot older than that some days, but that's okay. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
So maybe that's our big takeaway from this one, is just do the best you can. Keep working on those fundamentals, and in the end, you'll look back and be grateful you did. So
yeah. There's a line in the... Oh, sorry, Rivka.
Knock yourself out.
Okay. There's a line in the next talk that we're going to cover where she talks about this kind of idea of, like, it doesn't matter how old you are or how, like, what your circumstances are, like, you can still do your best, basically. So anyways, mm-hmm. I thought the two were connected.
Yeah. Awesome. Rivka, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, if you haven't listened to him give this talk since the first time, my favorite thing listening to it this week was right at that, I'm doing the best I can. He does it with, like, almost this giggle, like, I'm doing the best I can, you know, I just loved it. So just this optimistic little giggle in there.
Awesome.
You know, that's interesting, that optimism. It sure seems like in the brethren, as they get older, you hear more and more optimism. And I see the same thing in my parents. You would think that there would be this, you know, we've watched all the world and everything that's happened in our life, and it's just negative and things get worse, because that's what we hear a lot. But they're not that way. The brethren are not that way. My parents are not that way. They get more optimistic as they go on. And I think that is something the gospel does, because that is not universal in the human experience, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, right. That's a real interesting thought, Burke. I've never thought of that. I did think, as we read this, about the oath and covenant of the priesthood, and just, you know, statistically, the odds of all these men making it into their 90s is astronomically low. But here they are with their bodies being renewed enough that they can get up and do the work the Lord has called them to. So maybe that comes with it. It's just the closer you get to the Lord, the more he renews your spirit as well as your body. Mm-hmm. Interesting thought. Well, let's continue on. This is a pretty short talk, actually, but there's more to it here. So, Aaliyah, what else stood out to you?
I really liked his acknowledgement of his mom and the rest of his family in their talking about Joseph Smith, in the fact that they believed Joseph when he came home and told them this crazy, ridiculous thing that no one in their religious corner of the world would have believed. And he says, I'm grateful for his father and his brothers and his sisters and his family who sustained him in this tremendous responsibility that the Lord placed upon him. And there's a lot of prophets in the scriptures who are like, why me? And I'm not good enough. And I can't talk. And no one likes me. And like all these different things. And usually, God puts someone with them, or even if it's just him, like Jesus Christ, to make that easier. So like Moses and Aaron were a great duo, but Moses was the prophet, but he needed that support from his brother. And so I think it's just a pattern we see that God will, at least he will be with us. And if there's more, then he puts family or friends or other people and leaders around us to make sure that we can do what he asks us to, like we can accomplish what this path that he's put us on, even though we can't do it ourselves.
Oh, I love that thought. Yeah, and what a blessing to have that family with him. I think in addition to the prophet being foreordained, I think his family was foreordained to their roles as well, mm-hmm. to make it all happen. Aaliyah, share with us an example of a time you have sustained one of the leaders around you.
Oh, I can't think of like a specific, like big moment, but I think I've always had respect for just my local church leaders and my young women leaders and all those things. And it's not uncommon to hear people talking bad about the general leaders of the church, the 12 or even just like the young men's presidency or what, like there's just like other people that are further away that get some dislike sometimes for my generation. And so that I think is one way that I've tried to sustain them, is not like participating in that. Cause it's really easy. It's really, really easy in the internet age to talk bad about people and be judgmental of things. But I've tried not to do that because I ultimately believe in their call and what they're doing and the doctrine they teach.
Awesome. And I think the internet makes it different, but it's been in every age, right? There's always a part of the church membership or God's people who are fighting against the leadership, right? Even Moses or Enoch, some of these great, you know, prophets of old. So great. Thank you, Aaliyah. Next, Burke, what else did you want to read from here?
The other thing that stood out to me as I was listening to the talk several times this week is him saying, and it kind of comes after this quote here. He says, "I've been thinking about all the marvelous things that we know and all the things that we have." And then he repeats various times, you know, "we have" with something else that comes after it, you know, because we have Joseph Smith, the prophet of this last dispensation of time. We have an understanding of the purpose of life, of who we are. We have the Book of Mormon. And I just thought that "we have" or "I have" is a very grateful thing to say in the way he's doing it. You know, it could be a prideful thing, but it's really not for him. He's just expressing so much gratitude for these basic knowledge and things that we have. And I liked that.
Awesome. Grateful perspective that his years have given him.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Rivka, you're next. What else did you want to pull out from here?
I was thinking along those same lines with this list that he gives of things that we know and have. He says, "We have an understanding of the purpose of life and of who we are. We know who God is. We know who the Savior is." And then he talks about having the Book of Mormon. And this, and probably because one of the things I've been working on recently is you know, inspired by Elder Bednar's talk and recognizing and feeling grateful for the work that people do within the church. And maybe I think that's why this sentence struck me when he was talking about the Book of Mormon. But he says, "We have it," meaning the Book of Mormon, "because Joseph was worthy to go get the plates, was inspired by heaven to translate them by the gift and power of God and to give the book to the world." And as I listened to this talk this week and read through it, I felt my gratitude for what Joseph did increase. And his weren't, he was not one of the rank and file, and his weren't insignificant things that people don't know about. But it has been a blessing my whole life that I've had the Book of Mormon. And so I felt a lot of gratitude for that this week.
Indeed. And of course, people know about Joseph Smith, but no way can we understand what he went through and sacrificed. It's hard enough with people that we know who live similar experiences to us to really understand what they're going through, much less someone in his situation. So, we can appreciate his sacrifice, and understand that we maybe don't have a full understanding what that really was. So, okay, well, let's move on to our invitations and promises. Did he leave any invitations that really stood out to you, Aaliyah?
He gave one near the end. It was kind of backwards. Like he phrased it with the promises first and then the invitation.
Okay.
So he says, "And may we have the Spirit of the Lord well up in our hearts, and may our love for the gospel of Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, increase as we strive to serve him and keep his commandments and be more like him as a result of our attending General Conference."
Awesome. Have you, that was a very interesting one, right? As a result of our attending General Conference.
Like
yeah.
Super specific. Do you feel like you've seen that promised blessing in your life as you've attended General Conference?
Yeah, I've seen it in my life as I've, you know, just before the podcast, but also during with the more intentional approach to studying and working on the promises and invitations they've given. And then also it's really cool to hear you guys every week doing the exact same thing. And so I can also see those blessings be fulfilled in your lives as I watch you, you know, strive to be more like him because of General Conference.
Awesome. I love it. Maybe we should clip him saying this into our opening
introductory thing.
Burke, get right on that. or instead, you can share with us an invitation and promise that you found.
So I marked one where he kind of gives the blessing first and then the invitation right afterwards, and then Aaliyah read it. And so I agree with Aaliyah's invitation. And also, I mean, just as a result of attending, that's like a checkbox. Click.
Yeah, he didn't say to study it. He just said attend.
I was like, that's sort of true, but if you attend, the Spirit is going to talk to you and be like, here are the things you need to work on, and then you'll be like, oh, okay.
Checkbox that leads to more checkboxes.
Yeah.
Rivka, how about you? Did you find anything else?
Just amen to Elise. No, it kind of all came in one big paragraph of awesomeness.
It did. Well, he I don't know if he saw his passing coming or not. It sure sounded like he did. He closed with a couple testimonies. He bore that powerful testimony of the calling of Joseph Smith. And he said, "So my testimony this morning is that I know that Jesus Christ is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. I also know that our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared and spoke to Joseph and prepared him to become the prophet. And at the very end, I leave you with my witness and testimony that I know that Jesus is the Christ. He is our Savior, our Redeemer. He is our best friend." So we are so grateful for President Ballard and all of his service to us and to the church. And he will be missed. And what a beautiful ending testimony that he had of the Savior and of the calling of Joseph Smith. So the next talk we are going to discuss is is called Walking in the Covenant, Relationship with Christ by President Emily Bell Freeman, Young Women General President. In the meantime, if you want to get a hold of us, you can do it by Aaliyah.
You go. Can.
You come can. On.
Sorry, I'm trying. You're interrupting me. You can email us, hourswiththeprophetspodcast@gmail.com, or you can message or comment on our Facebook and Instagram, @hourswiththeprophetspodcast.
I like how you slowed it down there. I think, I know you don't listen to the podcast, and Rivka doesn't either. Burke, I'm sure you heard when I said it at like super slow speed.
I did.
It sounded normal almost when I was listening to it at 2.0. So Thank you, Aaliyah, for slowing down there at the end.
Oh, man.
And thank you to everyone else who joined us today. Until next time, keep the faith.
If we teach by the Spirit and you listen by the Spirit, some one of us will touch on your circumstance, sending a personal prophetic epistle just to you.